Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you're my heroes, small business owners. If you're a small business owner, if you're making payroll for other folks every day, even if you're just making payroll for yourself, if you're out there in the marketplace trying to make it happen for your own account, you're working without a net, it's what I call a high wire net, high wire act without a net, which is what we do, then that makes you my hero. And you're actually a lot of people's heroes. There are a lot of people out there who admire what you do. They might not tell you that, but they watch you. They're paying attention to what you're doing, and they see what you do every year. They see you giving back to the community. They see you making payroll and making the lives of your employees, enriching their lives and their families and all that. And they're impressed with that. And they should be, because you're a pretty impressive person. And I hope that you never ever fail to recognize. I hope you always realize that what you do is very important, and that's what makes you my hero. And I think someone who will agree with me 100% is our guest this half hour. Joe Condrell is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an old friend of ours, been on the show many times, and she's the author of A Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life, which is one of my favorite books, a book that has sold something under a billion copies, 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills, and she's our good friend. Joe Condrell, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks a lot for having me on.
It's good to have you back. And you agree with me, don't you, about small business owners?
Oh, I absolutely do. It's all about risk and stepping out there and doing your best for your community, for your clients, for your customers, and obviously for your family as well.
And they do that. That's the thing that's so impressive to me, Joe, is the way small business owners do it, and they don't ask for, they're not asking for favors, they're not asking for any special treatment, just a fair place to do their business, and just an opportunity is all they're asking for, and that's what makes them pretty special folks. So what's on your mind today? What's going on these days?
Well, you know, I've been doing some risking too,
yeah?
And I tell you, I've just recently rediscovered a very valuable source for me and for other small business owners too, and that's the SBA's Small Business Development Centers.
SBDCs, they're outstanding.
Right, yeah, and so I've, as you know, I moved back to Texas a year ago, and so they have really helped me to get back into things in the Texas environment, in the Texas community.
Hundreds of them around the world, typically associated with a university,
mm-hmm.
sometimes associated with a chamber of commerce or both.
Yes.
Outstanding organizations. I was just with some folks who are in Joplin, Missouri last week, and the event that I was attending and speaking to, the SBDC was one of the sponsors of that.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. You know, they're on the internet, and you can find their locations. You don't necessarily need to go to visit them on the internet, but you can find out where they are at the SBA.gov. website,
right.
And then they have SBDC as a sub title anyway.
Right, subcategory, uh-huh. And
yeah.
I think you can also probably find them under the Association of SBDCs, asbdc.org, I think, is another place that you can go to find where there's one near you, or one of the quickest ways is just to call the local Chamber of Commerce,
mm-hmm.
and say, where's the nearest SBDC, and they'll tell you.
Right. Right.
They might say, would you like for me to transfer you?
Right. And they have some online classes, too. Some of the things looked interesting to me as I looked them up yesterday. So,
well, they're good folks, and they help small business owners quite a bit, especially, Joe, people who are trying to get started and restarted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so true. And one of the best things about it is it's free. This is a service of the government, the universities, and other private interests in the local community. So it's business development. It's supporting entrepreneurs. And, you know, we really do need to band together to find other people like us who will help us along the way.
Well, that's one of the important things that small business owners, Joe, as you've heard me say many times, one of the keys to success in the 21st century is the ability to network and develop strategic alliances among other small businesses.
That's so true. And while you're doing that, you know, I believe you also discovered, Jim, how important it is to have something in writing about what you do and who you are, and developing a book, in some cases, is the best way to do that. And you've published a book, and of course, you mentioned I've published.
You got three or four out, and we just published our second one in the fall of last year. And so, yeah, no, you're exactly right. That's another way to do it. But a lot of people, though, Joe, a lot of people don't think about a book as an alternative to doing what you're saying. But that was 20th century thinking, isn't it?
Well, it may be, but, you know, in the 21st century, we're thinking about e-books and e-commerce and getting our information out to a larger and larger audience. It depends on the type of business that you're in, and certainly you want to write articles about what you do and why people should look to you as opposed to your competitors to provide the services that they need. What they want to know is, who's standing behind this product? Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that relationship that they can develop with you? What do you might have in common with them? Something that you can...
What are your values? That's another thing that's important for companies, for business owners to get across to their customers, isn't it? What are your values?
Oh, absolutely.
And that comes across in your writing, doesn't it?
You can't hide it. I think, you know, it is who you are, and you've got to be who you are when you write, because otherwise you're just a robot. You're just an automaton.
But Joe, what if we've got folks who say, wait a minute, I'm a business owner. I'm making payroll. I'm buying and selling. I'm managing employees. I got trucks on the road. I don't have time. Not only do I not know how to write the way you are, Joe, you're a professional writer. Not only do I not know how to do that, because I've never had that kind of training, I don't know what I would say. What do you say to people like that, Joe?
I would say pick up a tape recorder and just start talking from your heart. My third book was written that way. I was actually in the car when I picked up, driving through some very desolate countryside for miles, hundreds of miles, and I decided to start recording my thoughts. I had just been on a book signing tour, and I knew that some of the things I had learned, most of the things I had learned, would be valuable to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started talking it into a tape recorder, and then when I played it back, I realized I had some very valuable information. And then it's a matter of hiring somebody at $50 an hour to transcribe it.
Right. Stand by, Joe. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about how to get your message out there, getting it out of your head into the marketplace with our good friend Joe Condrell right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Condrell. Joe's always pushing our envelope. She's always encouraging us to get outside of our comfort zone a little bit and to spend a little more time out on the edge, just a little bit, not on the bleeding edge, just on the leading edge. And she always does that when she joins us. She's the author of From Book Signing to Bestseller. It's a book that I know, Joe, that you're still pretty passionate about.
Oh, yes, I really am. In fact, I just put out an e-book about exactly how to do these book signings. I just really tweaked the brains of the people who put the tour together for me, and now I've come out with a new e-book on an action plan for a book signing. So all that anybody has to do is go get it, plug in the information for their own particular book signing or book tour. It even figures the numbers for you, so you don't have to add up anything.
Wow.
You just put them in there, it adds it up for you.
So, Joe, you do the math. You do the math for them, huh?
We do the math.
Tell us where we can get that, please.
We've got a new little website called Book Tour Guide. And there's a dash between each of those words, booktourguide.com.
All right, and put a dash between the words, and they can find your ebook there. What about the others? Is the Millennium Primer still on? You got that on ebook now?
It's in ebook. It's a revised edition. I have a few, maybe half a dozen of the old hardcover first editions out. I'm selling those at half price now.
Well, shoot! I think if you've only got a half dozen, you shouldn't sell them at half price. I think those are maybe worth double maybe you should be charging twice as much.
Oh,
for those.
I should be raising the price.
I think so too. Well, listen, I've got my copy in front of me, and I wouldn't sell it for anything.
Oh, that's great.
It's priceless to me. I wouldn't sell those other six. Joe, I'm still, you know, I still think, as you know, I talk with you and with a handful of other folks about encouraging small business owners to write things down, to put things up on their website, to create a blog,
mm-hmm.
to be journaling somehow, to be communicating with their customers, with their networks, mm-hmm. to be getting the words out there, the written word of what they think, what they say, what they believe, what their values are, what their vision is, to get those kinds of things out there. But I still feel that we're pushing a rope uphill a little bit, because most people don't, they just don't feel like, not a lot of people aren't this way, but I do think the majority of small business owners have a hard time putting pen to paper or putting fingers to keyboard.
Mm-hmm. I think so too, and I don't necessarily think that they have to learn how to type if they have a relative that can do it for them. You know, we need to network.
But it's not the mechanics, though, Joe. It's the getting.
It's the thought process.
I think the first thing is to get it into their head that, hey, you know, I don't want to hear any of this about you don't have anything to say. You
mm-hmm.
have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
You just haven't convinced yourself of it, or at least you haven't taken the time to do it so that you can see what you actually are capable of.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because I have friends who say, well, I don't have anything new to say. You know, when I find out that I have something that nobody else has written about, then I'll write. But that's
right.
not the case. It's who you are and what you bring to the table. You know, if you're in business, certainly you have something that's different from somebody else. You have a different idea of how things should be done, of how you have a different idea about anything, because mm-hmm. you are unique. Everybody in this world is different, and you owe it to the rest of us to share it with us, to let us know who you are and what you can do for us and how you can do it a bit different.
And Joe, that's the key to success in the 21st century for small businesses, is to identify our uniqueness and use it, leverage
that's
it.
Exactly right. And it doesn't take a lot of time to put things down, whether it's on a recording or on paper. Just an hour a day, you know, an extra hour, maybe take a pencil and pad to lunch with you. I interviewed a filmmaker at one point when I was out in L.A., and he said he takes thinking time every day, and he goes off by himself to a coffee shop and just sits and thinks. And he said, you know, most people don't do that, and that's
mm-hmm.
why we don't get any further in our business or in our lives, because we don't set that time aside to think. And I would submit that if you're thinking, then you should be also writing at the same time, or recording your thought.
And if it's possible, do it first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Joe, I've learned from my brain experts that's when the left side of your brain wakes up late.
Ah,
and that's the logical. What do you mean? Who told you could do that? It's that side of the brain that sleeps late. The
mm-hmm.
right side of the brain wakes up with you, and it's the one that says, you know, it's the Pollyanna in you. It's the one that says, you know what? We might be able to give this a shot.
Yes.
And there's something about this. This is true, folks. This is two or three of my brain experts have told us about this. And you know, Joe, I get some of my best ideas in the shower.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Many people do that.
Yep.
We just release our inhibitions. We just, you know, think of possibilities. And if you could only have a recorder going and shout out to your thoughts, then after you get out of the shower, you can.
I know people, Joe, who have waterproof markers and boards on their shower.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Hey, Joe, give us the website again, please.
www.booktourguide.com.
Put a dash between the words, book-tour-guide.com.
Right.
You can find Joe there and her ebook on book signing. Hey, thanks, Joe, for being here. Good job, as always. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim.
Joe Condrill. That's Condrill. That's how you spell her name. Quick break. Right back with Fred Siegel after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.